Institute, and our guest this evening is Mike Morgan. Now, I don't know how long you've been on the Internet, but Mike's been there more than 10 years. He first went online in 1996, and he wasn't a copywriter at the time. He actually was the founder of the world's first investment bond brokerage, which was called bondagent.com. So Mike has played in the big leagues. He's been interviewed by Business Week and the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones News and Reuters and a whole host of other high-profile publications. What kind of results? Well, we could say that his business was the 800-pound gorilla in the niche, and not to mention he engineered a seven-figure buyout. That siren in the background has nothing to do with Mike. It's just a coincidence. After selling the business in 2001 and 3 years working a job he hated, Mike decided to take a crack at copywriting, find something he really liked to do. So he's been personally mentored by some of the hottest A-list copywriters, both online and offline, including half a year with me, year and a half with me. A whole year and a half.
Don't short me.
Well, you're the one who was in the stock and bond business. You know more about shorting than I do. He earned the name Million Dollar Mike after his first mega successful million dollar launch for you and Chia. He wrote a sales letter that produced $1.4 million in 3 days. I didn't short you there, did I?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, I wanted to get over that habit quickly. Now he's the secret weapon for some of the highest profile marketers on the planet, including Mark Joyner, who's flying Mike to New Zealand next month for 16 days of face-to-face time. Mike's the master of creating offers and advertising that powerfully connect with prospects and gets them reaching for their credit cards in a rush to buy. And he's become a solid teacher of copywriting and marketing on his own. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time to join me tonight.
Thank you, David.
So let's, how about if we start with the basic question, what is an offer?
Well, geez, let's get right to the meat of it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the way I look at an offer is it is the sum total of everything that you're putting on the table. So it would consist of your main product components. Your main product could be, you know, like one component. Let's say if you're selling a supplement or you're selling some kind of widget, it could be just one component. But if you're selling information products, like a lot of people are online these days, you know, there could be several different components to that main product. So you have your main product and components. You have the price. You have your guarantee, which is your risk reversal, and all the bonuses that come along with the that come along with your product, and the delivery mechanism.
You know, I'm going to really slow you down to keep this very simple, and I'll ask the more advanced people on the call to humor us here, because there are some people on the call that might not understand components of an information product. Even though a lot of people on this call are buying them, they might not recognize them. So a component might be an ebook, and then a video, and then just some data, and maybe some software. Those could all be different types of components, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you could have like a series of videos. In fact. Then you could have like workbooks and follow along guides and audios and documents. So yeah, there can be a lot of different components of a information product.
Okay. So your offer is the sum total of that. It's not just a list, is it?
It's not just the list.
It's not just, you know, it's not like an inventory, like a laundry list you would give to your dry cleaner.
No, not at all. Not at all. Really, the way an offer is put together is, you know, every bit as important as all the different components that might be in it. So the way that offer is communicated is very important, too.
Okay. Fair enough. What kind of difference can an offer make? In other words, if you're selling the same thing and you you put together a so-so offer, you don't sequence it and present it and express it well, or you are selling exactly the same thing, but you create a really great offer. You present it and express it in a way that really captures people's imagination and highlights the value. What kind of difference is that going to make?
You know, I've heard as high as like 700 or 800%. In my personal experience, recrafting an offer is, I've seen response rates rise by as much as 420%. I worked with a guy here a couple of years ago who had he had pretty good copy, and he had an offer that I thought was really less than stellar. He had a product that had a lot of need for it, and we really worked on recrafting that offer, and we saw his sales rise 420%. So that's a pretty big difference.
My goodness. So let's say if he was getting 100 visitors before, he would make $100, just as an example. If you get 100 visitors now, he'd make $520.
Roughly, yeah.
Okay, just by changing the offer. So that's a huge difference.
Just by changing that one thing. I mean, everything else in that sales letter really stayed the same except for the offer, the way it was presented and sequenced.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to guess that you think, as an expert on offers, you think that a lot of people don't do nearly as good a job with them as they could, and, of course, that's why we're holding this call. But what do you think most people do wrong when they put an offer together?
You know, it's really interesting because I see a lot of offers, and I've networked with a lot of marketers over the years, and my email box is always full, or my Skype is always getting pinged with different marketers who are coming to me with their offers to take a look at them. And, you know, I think a lot of people think that, you know, all they have to do is say, hey, here's what I've got. You connect the dots as to its value. They don't really look at how that offer is presented or how it's sequenced. In fact, I would say that most copywriters and marketers out there give very little strategic thought to their offers. And that's one of the reasons why many of these offers fail. If you look in, you know, like most copywriting courses, sure, they cover offers, but they don't really cover them in a heck of a lot of detail. So, you know, as I got to really learning about how to create that irresistible offer, I had to source a lot of different courses and products out there to really kind of come up with the, I guess I'd say, like, you know, quintessential offer playbook for myself.
So what were some of the things you found out?
One of the first things I saw, I guess maybe what we could do is, like, get into an example of...
Do you want to give us an example of a bad offer? Because if people, you know, most people probably don't know. They, either they buy something or they don't, and they don't really analyze the offer when they buy it. Could you give us an example of a bad offer and go into it in some detail and, you know, dissect it and tell us what's wrong with it?
Sure. I've got a couple of apprentices, and I work with them and their clients to come up with winning sales copy. And one of the things that I do is I, you know, look over the shoulders, of course, of my apprentices, but we always have a kind of a heart-to-heart call with the client before we decide to take the project on. And once we do decide to take that project on, then the first thing that I'm doing is I'm taking a look at their offer. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there was an offer that was, like, fresh in my mind that really, like, epitomized, you know, a lot of the way I see offers being done. And I won't mention this name of this particular marketer. He's not, you know, a real well-known marketer. But what he came to us with was basically his offer was an e-book. And he wasn't even going to put any bonuses in his e-book. And then he had an upsell, which was really videos of that e-book. A little bit more detail, but basically a different delivery mechanism for the same content.
Okay.
And, you know, it was only a $47 product on ClickBank. And a lot of people, they'll look at it and they say, hey, it's only $47. Well, particularly when you get into information marketing, people are used to getting a heck of a lot more. And, you know, when they look at an offer that's $47, they want to get a heck of a lot of bang for their buck. And so what we did was we restructured this individual's offer. And, of course, his main component of his front end of the offer was this e-book. But, again, I told him that he's really not selling an e-book. He's selling a solution to a particular problem. And this problem that people had was, you know, how to make money online in a very simple and easy way, which was creating review sites.
Okay.
Very non-threatening way to sell. You set up a review site, and people
a review site is I think it's well. Could you define it?
Yeah. So let's say you're really into, dog training, okay? But you don't have a dog training product of your own right yet. But you want to test out the niche and get in there and make some money on it. Well, you could set up a review site that reviewed, say, 5 different dog training products, and you'll give your very honest feedback on how good those products are and how well they solve the problem. And by rating these different products in a review site and then having his affiliate link on there, people would go and they'd see this like unbiased review of 5 different dog training products, and they could make a decision at least to go and check one of these out. And then they'd click on the link and they'll end up landing on the sales page of that particular dog training product. And then at that point, it's really up to the sales copy on that dog training product to sell.
Okay, but let me stop you, Mike, if I may. Let me stop you. Now, from a marketing point of view, $47 to learn how to do that sounds like not a whole lot of money, because you're going to make the money back probably the first day if you can get some decent traffic to your site and if the links go to halfway decent copy for the different products, right? So it's not a bad deal from a logical point of view.
No, but, you know, if you...
But it wasn't a good offer, you're saying.
Well, when you go and you look at, let's say, you know, one of the first things you want to do is you want to do some competitive analysis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if someone else out there is teaching people how to do the same thing, first of all, you want to see, well, what makes mine different, okay?
Sure.
And that's really going to be a part of your offer, is how different yours is than everybody else's. But I'm always into, I guess, a little bit of one-upsmanship.
Sure.
And we'll talk about a technique that I use that helps people kind of take their problem one step further here in just a minute. But that's the way I look at an offer strategically.
Okay, because one thing he wasn't thinking about is there might be 4 or 5 other products out there that people are going to find and look at and compare on how to put review sites together.
Exactly.
Okay, so what did you guys do to improve? I know you were about to tell me, but I wanted to find out why you thought that wasn't a good offer, and I think you've made it real clear.
Yeah, because just based on the competitive analysis, I didn't think that it was a great offer, okay? And
okay.
Really, when you look at offer in the kind of the pantheon of all the components of putting an offer together or getting your offer out there to market, when you take a look at that offer, you really want to make sure that it really sings. And the offer is more important than your sales copy is. And so, you know, there's a reason why as a copywriter or as a marketer, So you want to have this killer offer. So
now, I know we have some copywriters on the call, and I agree with you, but I think people would still like to hear, why is your offer more important than the copy?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that your offer is more important than your copy. Well, look, I mean, Gary Halbert even said it. You know, and Gary Halbert said that that a very strong offer will sell in spite of weak copy, and that a weak offer with strong copy really will underperform that that stronger offer with weaker copy. And so really, when you really look at people's behavior when they're reading a sales letter, they're going to skip around the sales letter. They're going to look for the things that are important to them. And one of the first things that they're going to do is they're going to go down and look at your price, right?
Sure.
Your price, when structured correctly and sequenced correctly, it's right after your main components of your offer. And so now you're dragging people right into your offer, and it's just human nature that's really dragging people there. But if you've got an offer and you can come up with a lot of components of that offer that really solve that person's problem, because look, you know, really when you're marketing anything, you're marketing solutions to people's problems. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so if you can solve that problem and then maybe take them another step further, then you become a lot more valuable to them, okay? And so they can look at that offer and all that comprises that offer and really easily and quickly make a decision whether this is for them or not.
So with that's great, and the guy with the review site ebook,
mm-hmm.
you improved his offer. Did he have to generate more material, or did you just break up the ebook into more pieces, or how did you do it?
Well, actually, we had him generate a little bit more original material, and really, when you look at putting up a review site. Okay. Well, there's a lot more than just knowing how to write the reviews in a way that makes them really believable, so that people are going to click on the link. Okay. They've got to know a little bit of how to do something in HTML, right?
Sure.
They might even need hosting. There's a host of other things that they would need along with it, and so we had them come up with number one, a resource guide of a lot of different places where people could go to get very inexpensive but good hosting. Show them how to get how to go and buy a domain name, because a lot of these people, if they're looking for how to make money online, they might not know anything.
True.
And so, you know, what we did was we structured that offer so that, you know, not only was his product going to become a lot more valuable, it was going to become instantly usable for the people that bought it, okay? So that the last fear that they've got in their mind once they look at this offer is if there's any missing pieces and can I really do it?
Sure. That makes sense. And that's a great way that you restructured the offer. You didn't just add meaningless bonuses. You thought, what does the person need? What's going to stop them from buying? What's going to help them use it better? That's really good.
In fact, a lot of times when you know, like, what people's prime objections are going to be to your product, you can come up with bonuses that address those objections and make your product infinitely more viable.
That's great. Well, how about the flip side? Can you give us an example of a really good offer that started out as good, or that you found when it came to you in the email, or you ran across it or something?
Well, how about I tell you about one that I at least helped in some ways put together? How's that?
That sounds pretty good to me.
Okay. Probably everybody on the call knows who Mark Joyner is.
Sure.
Mark Joyner, really, in my opinion, is probably the greatest electronic marketer of all time.
I think so.
Yeah, I really think so. I mean, I think the guy's a genius. Otherwise, I wouldn't be spending as much time working with him as I do, because I've really
or moving halfway around the world with your family for a year.
Right. or going there to visit him here even for a couple of weeks next month. I mean, the guy is just, he's really sharp. He's really on top of the game. And, in fact, he's the guy who wrote the book on offers. He wrote a book called The Irresistible Offer, which really is it's a really great book. So here's a guy who really knows how to put an offer together, right? He came up with this product, about a year ago, called the 7-Day Business Turnaround. And really the problem that the 7-Day Business Turnaround solved was, look, we got a lot of people that want to be entrepreneurs. And they go out and into the entrepreneurial world, and, you know, they may not be armed with all the information that it takes to really build a great business. So they move from cash flow struggle to cash flow struggle in perpetuity because they don't really know how to run their business well.
Yep.
Okay? So Mark's product showed them how, in 7 days, to get a great cash infusion into their business that gave them a cushion, that took away a lot of the worry and pain that these entrepreneurs were feeling. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
really the main product. What was really genius about it was a few things. First of all, he put a 7-day hold on funds. And what that means is you could try the product right now and not pay a nickel, and we won't charge you for a full 7 days.
I mean,
that's a genius. It means there's really almost zero friction to get people to try the product. And,
yep.
the real genius of that is they can say yes right now. They don't put a nickel on the line. They can see if the product's going to work for them. And if it doesn't, then before that week is over, all they had to do is send an email to his customer service department, and they wouldn't charge a credit card.
Now, that payment plan, that's part of the offer too, isn't it?
Yes, the payment plan is definitely part of the offer. And that was that particular technique. I want to give credit where credit's due. That was something that that he learned, and I've learned, and you've learned from a genius named Gary Halbert.
Absolutely. He did it with Guthrie Renker and tripled their sales, I think, the 30-day hold.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, we're online, and things move a lot faster online, and the 7-day hold worked really well. But then on top of that, okay, so now you've got very little risk, very little friction to get someone to commit to taking that product and at least giving it a fair shot. But we lowered the risk another way. We had like two layers of risk reversal in this. So not only did we have the 7-day hold, which cut down the friction and got people trying it, on top of that, we took away the risk again by offering a 90-day guarantee.
Wow.
So there's just two layers of risk there, or two layers of risk reversal that really make it easy to say yes to that offer. But the coup de grace was information in the bonuses. And the information that was in the bonuses and the way these bonuses were positioned, what they did was they showed people how to rebuild their business so that they would be structurally sound. And they didn't have to go through this, you know, boom and bust cycle that most businesses go through. Okay? So he solved their problem with the main product. He made it real easy to buy, easy to say yes with the 7-day hold. So a lot of people tried it that may not have, and then threw more risk reversal on top of that, so they had a full 90 days to make sure that it worked for them. And then on top of that, he showed them in the end how to restructure that business so it would be sound.
That's incredible. That's an incredible offer. If for anyone listening, and if it just sounds like a lot of hype or flash, I mean, put yourself in the position of someone who really wants to make a business work and doesn't know how and doesn't want to risk a lot of money on a solution that's not going to work. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a really genius offer. I think.
How did that offer do? How did his promotion do? Did he do well with it?
Well, I'm not at liberty to really give out details on that.
Can you like blink your eye once if it was good and two if it was not so good? I guess we won't see the blink.
Let's just say it was good.
It was good. Okay.
It was a really good offer, and he still sells that product to this day. You know, everything he does, he'll have a launch for it, but he keeps it up there as an evergreen thing that keeps bringing in money for the company. And of course, that's a really smart way to do business.
Absolutely.
A lot of these guys online, you know, they go from launch to launch to launch. They go from one launch and they'll, you know, go till they run out of money. And then they'll have to, like, figure out what's going to be the next launch. And these products just go, some of these things just go away. They take them off the market. And they quit marketing them. And, you know, that's not a really smart way to do business. But Mark, as you and I both know, is really a smart businessman.
He really is. He's always thinking. He puts in the extra hours and goes the extra mile. And really, he's helped a lot of people, and he's done really well for himself. Well, Mike, I've never even asked you this, I know we've talked about some of these things before, actually not in this much depth, but this one thing I don't know at all. Why did you learn to put good offers together?
Well, I'll tell you. The real reason that I learned how to put offers together was, well, first thing was I discovered how important they were very early on in my copywriting education. When I first started learning to write copy, you know, like a lot of people here, you know, I bought an info product on how to be a copywriter. And, you know, I went through that course and absorbed everything, but I got a couple of lucky opportunities that came my way just right after that. The first one was, somehow I got the lucky lottery invitation to the Ben Savinga 100. And for those of you out there who don't know who Gary Ben Savinga is, he is, probably one of the better copywriters, probably one of the best copywriters, really, that's ever put the pen to paper. Real genius guy, and he was retiring and put his knowledge out there for anyone who had $5,000 and the desire to travel to New York to get. And, I learned a little bit about offers there, but didn't really connect the dots as to how important that they were. But while I was there, I met Gary Halbert. And Gary invited me to a seminar that he and actually Mark Joyner and a couple of other notorious copywriters we know, John Carlton and Michael Fortin, the seminar that they put together in Miami.
That was the Fusion Seminar?
The Fusion Seminar, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I learned a ton there. And before I'd even gone, I'd learned, you know, I'd read just about every one of the Gary Halbert letters. I mean, you know, that's an essential piece of any copywriter's or marketer's education, I think.
I agree.
And, you know, I knew from that how important offers were. But when I got down there and Gary started talking about what were the really important things when you're bringing something to market, and the two most important things were the list, okay, and we all know that, you know, relevant sells. So, you know, we've got to make sure that the right people are seeing our direct response offers. So that's really not a huge revelation. But what was a revelation to me was hearing one of the best copywriters that ever lived who said that the copy isn't near as important as what you're offering.
That's right. There's a classic ratio. It says 40% list, 40% offer, and 20% copy, which is very hard for copywriters to swallow. It's true.
Well, it sure can be, and particularly when you're really married to your writing.
Yep.
But, you know, once I realized that, I thought, wow, well, there's a real edge for me. Because at the time, I was not really what anybody would call a really great writer.
Okay.
In fact, probably through the year and a half that you had mentored me, I mean, you were probably one of the people who saw that the most.
Oh, I was relentless, but I thought your writing became very, very good as we worked together.
And it did. It really transformed. But you know, when I left the job I hated, which was a job in executive recruiting, where I was on the phone all day long trying to move executives from one company to another, and I moved into copywriting. I mean, hey, I was used to making good money, and I knew in this copywriting thing that I sure as heck had to get my clients making money from my copy as soon as possible, because if you can't do that, you're not going to get any repeat business, and you're not going to get any referrals, and your name's going to go down the toilet, because people are going to say, oh yeah, I tried that Mike Morgan guy before, and his copy sucked. We didn't sell any of my product. So I knew I had to like have something that was going to stack the deck in my favor and really minimize my poor writing. So I knew it was offers. So I studied everything I could on offers. And lots of times it was like, you know, a chapter in a book here, maybe a couple of chapters in a book there, you know, listening to people, learning from you, learning from lots of other A-listers out there. And of course, after that, even working with Mark Joyner and learning a lot more about offers. So really, I mean, I did it out of necessity, because I wanted to make money copywriting, and I knew that I had to get results for people. And I knew from Gary Halbert that if the offer was twice as important as the copy, boy, I had better learn how to create really killer offers. And,
so you did it, as we might say, to compensate what you perceived as a weakness.
Absolutely.
And there are even a lot of people out there who are decent writers, but maybe their copy isn't so good. There's a difference, you know, if the copy's not persuasive, if it's not hypnotic and rhythmic and entrancing, it might not be as good, but with a great offer. Well, what's been your experience with great offers? What have you been able to do for people?
Well, you know, probably one of the first clients that I got, that I'd met while networking at the big seminar, I got like a year's worth of business from this client, and a lot of it was because I had studied so much on offers, and whenever she came up with an idea, I would help structure an offer that went around it that actually worked, and that really got me started. It really got me some legs in the copywriting world, and not only did I get a lot of repeat business from her, but she also gave a lot of referrals.
Now, had she not been able to sell what she was selling before nearly as well because her offers weren't good, even though what she was selling was good?
No, she was really struggling online, and she was a great author, had, you know, some really great ideas, had a niche that was had money and would pay to solve problems, but was not really making any sales to speak of. And we turned that all around, really, more with the power of the offer than my writing.
So would you be willing to share some of your secrets about what makes up a good offer and what's a component, what components are of a good offer?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Again, you've got this product or service that solves a problem, okay? And it's got to solve a problem for a big enough chunk of the market that that you can actually make money on it, right? So you got to find a problem that not just like three people have. If you're selling xylophone music online, you know, not many people are looking for xylophone music online. But if you're out there trying to teach someone how to lose weight, or you have a product that helps them lose weight, well, then you've got a market, right?
Yes.
So you've got this product or your service that solves a problem. The next thing is how much value people have to exchange for that solution, okay? That's the price, right?
Right.
Okay. And it's also the terms. So if you've got let's say you've got a you've got an info product that sells for $997. Okay.
Yep.
Well, terms are, hey, you could just sell it. It's a one-time payment of $997, or you can reduce friction on that larger ticket item by offering a payment plan. And I'm sure everybody out there has seen somebody offering a payment plan of, you know, three payments of, you know, $347 or something. And they always end up...
Sounds like you've been looking at one of my websites.
They tack on a little bit of extra money there on that payment plan, but, you know, hey, part of that's time value of money, right?
That's right.
Okay, so it's your main component and your price and terms. And then after that, it's your risk reduction. Okay?
Well,
and,
let me stop you just to ask you to define a term, not your terms, but one of the words you're using. You talk about reducing friction. Could you explain that concept?
Oh, reducing friction. Okay. Okay. When you, in any process, you can increase or decrease friction, which is the friction is how easy it is to take this action that I want you to take. Okay? And that could be a sale. It could be an opt-in. It could be anything. But anything that you do to make that easier for that person to say yes, you are reducing friction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's a great concept. I've never heard that before. Of course, I've heard you want to eliminate sales resistance, but you're putting it in a way that makes it much easier to understand. I like that.
Okay. So let's see. Where was I? Okay, so risk reduction. And basically, from some testing that I've done, the longer your risk reversal is, the better your conversion will be. For instance, if you've got a 30-day guarantee versus a 6-month guarantee, well, people are going to look at that, and psychologically, they're going to feel like they're protected for a lot longer period with the 6-month guarantee, right? So
right.
Human nature would say that's an easier yes to say. Agreed?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next component after that is the juicy bonuses that pack on the value. Okay? And we'll talk about my bonus strategy here in just a little bit, but those juicy bonuses make all the difference in the world. And even in markets where you don't see people using a lot of bonuses. And I'll give you an example. One of the first things that I ever did online, I thought, geez, if I'm going to be a copywriter, well, I'd better learn my lessons fast. And so no faster way, in my opinion, to learn copywriting than to put yourself at risk. And so I came up with a product, and my product was is a sports supplement. In fact, I still sell it. And when I looked out there in the land of sports supplements, most people, they're selling this supplement, so they're selling the bottle of goop, as what John Carlton calls it, goop, right?
Right.
So they're selling their bottle of goop, and that's it. And I thought, wow, well, this is a pretty easy market to crack. All I need to do now is add a little bit of extra value to my goop. And so what I decided to do was I came up with a bonus, and that bonus was basically a hypnosis script that helped people really get their mind right for competition. And anybody out there who's been in athletics at all knows that, you know, yeah, nutrition can, especially endurance athletics, nutrition plays a big role, but really, your mind plays a big role, too. And if you have your mind right for competition, then you're going to do a lot better. And so I came up with that bonus when really most of my competitors in that particular niche, well, in fact, none of them at that time even had a bonus. They were just selling their bottle of goop, and that was that. Okay? And the last component is ways that you can intensify your offer. Okay, and that could be, you know, through scarcity. That could be through, you know, a bonus that is, that is going to disappear. You know, there's a lot of different ways to intensify an offer, and that's really a component of an offer, too.
So when you say intensify, you mean increase the urgency, right? Make people want to buy it now.
Exactly. And in direct response marketing, that really, that's the name of the game, right? Because, you know, we send someone to, let's say, our website, or we send them our direct mail, and we have limited audience time with them. And it's not like we're blasting commercials out like Coca-Cola can do, you know, every 6.7 minutes on, you know, half the channels on TV. People are going to forget about you. And so in direct response marketing, if you don't get them to buy usually right now or within a very short window of time, they're not going to buy. And so, yes, you need to make sure that that offer is so intense that there's urgency there to get it right now.
I want to ask you a little more about how you put all of these things together, Mike. Does sequencing make a difference?
Yeah, actually, sequencing, and this surprised me, made a huge difference. One of the things that I learned when I did the 7-day business turnaround with Mark Joyner was the sequencing of your bonuses and where those would land. And in fact, we did a test. The original way I had the offer set up was, here's the main component, or components, here's the price, here's the guarantee, and here's the bonuses. Well, you know, we're always testing and trying to figure out ways to increase our response. And we're looking for those changes that scream instead of the changes that whisper. You've heard that saying before, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And so Mark says, okay, well, what do you think are going to be the changes that scream? And this was the first time I'd really had the opportunity to test this. And I thought, oh, well, I wonder what would happen if we have our main product components, and then we introduce the all the bonuses, and then the price, because by the time they'd see the price, they'd be overwhelmed with the value. At least that was my thought process of that particular test. And so we ran that test, and we put the main product components, then the bonus, then the price, then the risk reversal. And we got a 600% lower conversion rate.
Lower?
Lower.
By putting the price after the bonuses?
By putting the price after the bonuses.
That's counterintuitive. I thought it would have been the other way around.
In fact, that's exactly what I thought. And so this was a test I've ran several times since then, and the results have been, you know, relatively close to that 600% difference by putting the bonuses in the wrong place. And really, when you think about it, you know, think about the psychology of what's going on in someone's mind when they're seeing an offer. Okay? Here's the main product. Okay? They're asking, does it solve my problem? Well, if you've got a good product, you're going to be able to solve their problem, or at least solve most of it, right?
Right.
So they'll look at that and they're, okay, well, my problem's solved. And now, what's the price? Oh, and it's, you know, say $247. And you're thinking, well, that's not bad because I'm in a lot of pain with this product right now, and that's really seems like a pretty reasonable price. And then you do your risk reversal. And now they're thinking, well, this deal has gotten even better because now I can try it for, say, 90 days, and if it doesn't work for me, then I can get my money back. So now they're starting to feel warm and fuzzy inside, right?
Yep.
And then when you pile on the bonuses after that and you've got, you know, good, relevant bonuses and you really start to pile on that value, then people really start to take notice and say, wow, okay, not only do I get my problem solved, you know, for this price, and I've got, you know, 90 days to try it out risk-free, and now they're stacking on all this other stuff, too, that can really help me out. Wow, now that's an offer that I can say yes to.
That's pretty good. I like the way that you've explained the psychology. I think you have something that I've never heard of before called a proprietary magical transformation tactic. Could you tell me about that and explain why it works?
You know, this is something I kind of almost accidentally came across, and it was something that when I came up with my sports supplement, that and I was looking for a strategy to come up with my bonuses that really helped me to differentiate myself from the hordes of other competitors out there. I thought, wow, what if you can solve their one big burning problem that they've got right now and then take them even a step further? And taking them that step further is what I call the magical transformation. Okay? And so back to the sports supplement, I'm teaching them how to use nutrition to actually help them to utilize oxygen better, because that's what this sports supplement does. It helps you utilize oxygen more efficiently. Okay?
Okay.
And that's a great, like, physiological way to do better in endurance sports. But, like I said earlier, endurance sports are, you know, every bit as much about the mental game as they are about the physical game. And when you get, like, you know, I'm a big, like, fan of the Tour de France, right?
Yeah.
And you look at these guys in the Tour de France, and really these, like, top five guys, even the top 10 guys, are probably within, physiologically speaking, about 5 or 7% of each other. Okay? They're all that close. They're all, you know, that close. So if they really want an edge, they've got to get it from upstairs. And, you know, a guy like Lance Armstrong, I mean, look at him, and there was a guy who who really had the mental game of cycling down. Okay, and that was a real difference maker over his career. So I thought, wow, what if there is a way that I can help people to get their, you know, their mental game down better? And that's when I came up with the sports hypnosis script that became the bonus. Because back in the days, long time ago, in the 80s, I went to the Olympic Training Center, and they had actual sports psychologists there, and we learned this from the Russians, because the Russians had been using them a few years before us and whipping our tails and everything. They got sports psychologists there to the Olympic Training Center to help us out, okay? And there wasn't any, like, physiological training that those guys did. It was pure mental training, okay? And
this is the mental toughness kind of stuff, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So, you know, I solved the main problem, and then I took it a step further, okay? And, again, another example of this is what we did with Mark Joyner's 7-day business turnaround. Now, this was really his idea, and I can't take credit for the magical transformation on this, but it really taught me something a little bit after, which I'll share here in just a second. But really his bonus was, okay, the main product solved the problem of your cash flow crunch. And in 7 days, we'd turn it around, and you'd have 3 months' worth of cushion there so that you could restructure your business, okay? Well,
yeah.
The bonuses showed people how to restructure their businesses so that they could use sound business tactics to, you know, smartly and strategically grow their businesses over time. Okay, so there's the magical transformation there. But the big observation was, for me at that point, I don't think I made up this magical transformation at all. I think that some really sharp marketers have been using this for a long time. And in all the copy that I've read, and I've read like oodles of great copy, because one of the things I learned at Gary Bensavinga's seminar was read a piece of great copy every day. And I started seeing bonuses that people were putting in, and I noticed that it was kind of a, kind of a theme, that I saw a lot of people taking people maybe a step further than what their problem was. But I'll tell you, I've used this technique, and it really works like a charm. And I've tested the non non-transformation versus the transformation, and the transformation has always given me better sales.
Well, I can see why. It's a great idea because you're taking the person much further than they thought they were going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you can do more, you know, and deliver more and have your product be more, I mean, you know, let's look at business. You know, business is not like a series of transactions. Well, it may be at the very core, but building a business is a lot more than that. It's getting people to buy from you again and again and again. Because, you know, anybody in direct response marketing knows that, you know, if you've got your own list, and especially in internet marketing, the guys who have the big list, well, they have big lists of buyers, too. And those buyers are a lot more apt to buy from them again, particularly if their product, you know, lives up to its promises. And so I guess I can't underestimate the power of also having a great product.
Okay. So what would you say to the person who wants to go further and learn what you know to create great offers themselves?
Well, okay. So, you know, I know that most people that are on the line, they either want to sell their own products or services online or offer. They want to sell them. They want to help clients sell them by being their copywriter. And I guess my question is, you know, are you selling as strongly as you would like, whether you're the copywriter or the marketer? And just so you know, selling info products, non-commodity type products, I'm talking about, you know, products that people really don't need, even services using direct response, it's not at all like selling face-to-face. It's a lot harder. And I know that because I've done both. And the real unfortunate thing for us marketers and copywriters is that people don't wake up in the morning and say, hey, let's buy from a direct response advertisement today. In fact, a lot of times when people see that long scrolling sales letter online or that, you know, multi-page sales letter in direct marketing, their sales resistance goes up right away. I mean, don't you agree with that, David?
Oh, yeah. It does.
So really, in life, it's getting harder and harder to get people to say yes. And that's exactly why you need to have a magic offer. It's the ultimate bait for that audience that you're trying to reach and that you're trying to get them to reach into their back pocket and pull out that wallet and enter their credit card information. Okay? And that's exactly what I discovered when I started to learn about copywriting. In fact, I'd say that it's the prime reason why I shot to the top so quickly, because as I was working with clients, I could counsel them on their offers. And that really added a new dimension that a lot of people really were not used to, and it really separated me from the pack, okay? And since I wasn't, you know, what anyone would have called a great writer when I started out, creating these magic offers was my real edge. And that's exactly why I became obsessed with offers. When most other copywriters or marketers really just kind of skim the surface of offers. Okay? You see, every top marketer I've worked with has welcomed my counsel on their offer. They love the feedback, and they love to see it dimensionalize and take people even further than they'd ever hoped to go. And they knew that it was really essential for me to make that offer as irresistible as possible. And as a result of that, I've sold millions of dollars in additional sales that they would have left on the table by helping them craft what I would call a magic offer. And that's just for my clients. For my own products and services, a juicy offer really always started my sales out with a bang. Because I'd make sure that I had the killer offer that a lot of people couldn't say no to. So now I know that, you know, everybody spent an hour of their valuable time on this call, and it seems pretty reasonable to assume that they'd like to get to the next level of sales for their marketing or increase their response that they're getting for their clients. So whether you guys are at, you know, four or five figures and you're looking to get to six, or you're already a seven-figure marketer and you're looking at getting to eight, knowing how to put together offers that sell like magic is going to get you there. And there's absolutely no doubt in my mind. What do you think, David?
I think so. I think that the one skill that people have the most leverage in terms of their income by increasing would be offers.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why I created the product, My Magic Offer. I want other really smart marketers and copywriters to see more bottom line results, whether it's for them or for their clients. Because at the end of the day, you know, I can't personally work with or teach others how to do this stuff one-on-one. Really, even in small groups anymore. I just don't have the time. And, you know, the fact of the matter is it'd be a heck of a lot more expensive because time isn't very scalable, right?
That's right.
And so even though I delivered a lot of information you guys can use right away to boost your response, we have really only scratched the surface in an hour. So if you think this hour that we've had here was valuable, well, just wait till you get the whole story. You can be crafting killer offers a heck of a lot faster by heading on over to this website address. And it's www.davidgarfinkel.com/magic. Again, I'll give you that URL. It's www.davidgarfinkel.com/magic. And I'll spell out David Garfinkel in case you guys have trouble with that. It's davidgarfinkel.com/magic, M-A-G-I-C. Okay? Now, I'm sure a lot of people got their hackles up right now, and they're thinking, hey, this Mike guy is just trying to sell me some darn magic pill, because that's what all these marketers out there are trying to do, is sell a magical pill. Well, I'll tell you, crafting irresistible offers isn't the magic pill of the week. This is something that's fundamental to selling. Whether you're selling in direct response copy, or you're selling on the telephone, or you're selling face-to-face. In any situation where it's face-to-face or mass marketing, your offer is the foundation that everything else is built upon. Okay? And you've never seen so much solid, proven information on offers anywhere else. Just ask A-list copywriter David Deutsch or the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel. David, have you ever seen any more comprehensive information on offers ever?
No, I haven't. And I would think I've looked as much as you have, but, I mean, I don't know. It sounded like you were pretty desperate to find every last scrap of info. This is the most comprehensive thing I've seen.
Yeah. So head on over there to www.davidgarfinkel.com/magic and check it out. And I'll just tell you a little bit about the product. It really starts out with about 3 hours of videos that show you the ins and outs of magic offers. Once you get done with this part of the course, you're going to have all the weapons you need for your offer crafting arsenal so that you can pump up any current offers that you might have right now, make them profitable very quickly, or you can add a whole new dimension to your copywriting service by helping beef up the offers of your clients. And when you do, you're going to get a lot more repeat business because you know a lot more about offers than your competition does. That's also going to help you increase your fees over time. And as your legend grows, you'll be able to really get to the point where I am right now, where you can pick and choose your clients instead of taking whatever comes along. I mean, right now I'm booked up for the next 15 months. And that's all from one client, and it's a guy that I've had the opportunity to, you know, pick and choose. And I've fired some clients out there and said no to other clients that many copywriters would kill for. But, you know, my prowess in helping people come up with offers is really has really enhanced my career a heck of a lot. So, you know, use these tactics, and you can watch the magic start yourself. The next part is you're going to get the scoop from the guy who wrote the book, The Irresistible Offer, the one and only Mark Joyner. He looks at offer strategy different than most copywriters and marketers on the planet. And you're going to get some world-class education on what it takes to go beyond average and really thrash your competition, whether you're a marketer or a copywriter. You'll get his take on the irresistible offer and how you can integrate it into the very fibers of your business so that you become the obvious choice in any market out there. And again, you know, both David and I agree that Mark's, you know, one of the smartest marketers out there on the street. Wouldn't you say so, David?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you'll get that and a transcript and a summary of that call. And there's some other, like, juicy gems that are in that call as well. Then you'll get a front row seat to watch how I pumped up an offer for an info product that was created by Ben Mack and J. Conrad Levinson. This is almost a 90-minute video that will really change the way that you think about the strategy of your offer so you can put all this information to immediate use. It's a great way to see the offer put into action, and it's really a great shortcut on how to do this yourself. Okay? And then to top it off, you're going to get a ton more information in the Magic Offer ebook. There's swipes in there. There's bullet templates. There's headline templates. And a lot of really great information that's in the Magic Offer book. In fact, really, by the time you're done printing out all these documents that you get from this course, you can put them into, I'd say, like a 3-inch binder, and you'll have an offer playbook like what I've got next to my desk at my office. This offer playbook is going to be bigger than a lot of copywriting courses you guys may own. Plus, you're going to get you're going to have over 7 hours of audio or a video and about, I think, 5 hours of audios that you can download right to your computer. Even the audios, stick them right on your iPod, and you can listen to them anytime at your convenience. When you put this book together, you're going to want to keep this with your go-to copywriting resources right next to your desk. That way it's there to coach and guide you towards bigger winners more consistently than ever before. Okay? Plus, you'll get my Magic Offer template. It's been tried and tested for my own stuff and for clients. In fact, it's really the basis of every video sales page I've created. This is a shortcut that cuts days off the time that it takes you to create high-converting video sales pages. All you got to do is fill in the blanks, send some qualified traffic, and really sit back and wait for the orders to hit your inbox. And you don't really even need a video on there if you're a marketer out there and you're doing if you're selling with a good strong pre-sell. Really, all you need to do is show your offer at the end of this, and you'll get sales. So there's really a ton of money zone information that's in this course. I also created this detailed instruction on how to put all the information together. It's just like painting by numbers. That way you've got no guesswork, and your income's going to get a shot in the arm as soon as possible. Now, most of the people out there who have seen my course think $197 is way too cheap. But I want to help people who believe in learning and improving their skills. I know that some of you are just going to take what you get on the teleseminar and you're going to call it good. That's fine. But for the guys who really want to go a lot deeper, you're going to want to go and check this out and start to use the information because you know that the right information can make a huge difference in the speed of your success. And if it doesn't help you make more money, all you got to do is email me within 30 days, and I'll give you that very cheerful refund. And I mean it is cheerful because I can do it with a smile. I know that this really works. And the only way that it won't work for you is if you just don't use the info. And there's people out there that are like that. And as far as I'm concerned, they deserve their money back. And of course, I got to add some more valuable tools and tactics. So you're going to get 6 added bonuses. And the first one is my 99-page headline swipe file. This is my own personal swipe file. It took me over 3 years to put this together, and you've never seen anything like it. It's not one of these rehashed top 100 swipe files that you see all over the net. This one is chock full of headlines from guys like John Carlton and Gary Halbert and Clayton Makepeace, and, of course, my master Jedi, David Garfinkel.
Of course.
Plus, you're going to get audio trainings of me teaching students how to create killer headlines and create reasons why that really instantly boost your believability and therefore your sales. You also get the secrets of the headline writing mindset. And when you use those secrets, those headlines are really going to sing. And there's really a lot that goes on in your head when you're creating headlines, isn't there, David?
Oh, yeah, there is.
So, you know, not many people out there really have any kind of information at all about how to get in that headline writing mindset. And even with a great offer, you need a headline to get people diving into your magic offer. So I'm making sure that you've got all the tools to get it right. And again, back to the reason why, this recording in there, I found that reasons why really make your sales copy unstoppable. Because it becomes a lot more believable. And these days, with buying resistance at an all-time high, you're definitely going to want to be building good believability that cuts right through people's what I call heightened BS sensitivity. Pardon me. People right now, they have a pretty high BS.
Sounds like a scientific term.
Particularly when you're in a bad economy.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get an analysis of some copy that I wrote that produced a response rate of over 28%. I mean, who wouldn't want that kind of response? Even if it's, you know, a cheapo front-end product, a 28% response is dang good. And you'll see the very copy and an analysis of it that I wrote last spring that did over 28%, and there's proof in there that shows it to you.
That's pretty
good.
So
I packed my magic offer with loads of response-boosting information that you could use as early as tomorrow to pay back that $197 investment in no time flat. In fact, I'm sure it'll become one of your most profitable resources in your copywriting library. So, you know, just give it a try and watch your sales jump. And if they don't, or if your clients aren't tickled pink with the offer that you helped them create, just email me and you'll get a refund, period, end of story. But I think this is information that you'll be referring to really for years to come. So, again, take a look over at www.davidgarfinkel.com/magic, and you can get even more details. Does that sound like a fair deal?
It is a fair deal. I want to encourage everyone to go over and at least look it over, see what you're offering, no pun intended, because this is the most overlooked part of copywriting. We talk about stories, we talk about headlines, bullet points, and we talk about offers, but you've really gone the distance and taken it to a new level. And you're right, it makes all the difference. It's one of the key three things you want to change when you're testing, the other being a headline and a price. And most people know how to change a headline or change a price. They don't know how to change an offer. So I'd encourage everyone to take a look, davidgarfinkel.com/magic, and see for yourself if this is the kind of thing I've taken a look at the product, and I think it's terrific.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you, Mike. This was a really informative hour, or hour and 10 minutes, actually. And I know everyone's time is valuable, so I want to wrap things up quickly. Maybe do you want to just let me say thank you, and you want to open up the line just so people can say goodnight?
Sure, absolutely.
Thanks. Well, good night, everybody.
Night.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Enjoy it very much.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, David.
You bet. Our pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end. Welcome to the conferencing service. Please enter your conference ID followed by the pound sign. Thank you. Please hold while we validate your Thank you. Please hold while we validate your conference ID. Conference ID accepted. The moderator has not yet arrived. Please wait.